Mobile News reports are brought to you by Floyd's Incorporated. For all of your auto body and auto repair needs, it's Floyd's 1221 Industrial. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:23, and it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice, better rates, a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Welcome to Tech Talk on KVUE and KVUE.com here today as we bring in Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty.
Dr. Daugherty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing well. Thank you. Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Here we go.
How did things go here for your holidays?
Oh, it was wonderful. Some great time to unplug and be with family and enjoy some special events through the holidays, so it was great.
Speaking of unplugging, it's now time to recharge, is it not?
Yes, sir. We are back at it. The college, the faculty come back tomorrow. We have our professional development, welcome our new employees. We have a few new employees, and so we are looking forward to the spring semester and moving forward.
So when will our classes start?
Classes start Tuesday the 17th.
Okay. All right. So
1 week.
President, how had the first semester gone from your perspective? I know last time I think we had a chance to talk with you was right before the winter commencement activities. And what's your overall sense on semester one here for Flint Hills Technical College?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we put the nose to the grindstone and moved forward and had some good enrollment in some of our programs and are looking to for some opportunities to expand some of those programs. For instance, we have $500,000 from the state to expand our welding, and so we're working on that. So just 5 years ago, maybe six, we expanded the welding, and it's all ready for another increase. So we have those classes full, and we're already expanding it again. So you'll see some of that take place over the next maybe the next 6 months or so on some opportunities with that we hope to have in place for the fall semester.
So do I understand the board approved something concerning early childhood development here recently?
Yes. So our board met the regular meeting last night. One of the items they approved at that meeting was an early child care education program. We hired the new director, and she is leading us forward probably later in the semester. I'll introduce her to you all and give her a chance to provide some promotion on the program. She's officially not started yet, so we will get her in and let her get settled. And so that program is an opportunity. We have both a certificate as well as the Associate of Applied Science that we will be submitting to KBOR, so we're starting the process. And in addition, I want to make sure that we recognize this is as a result of the encouragement from the community. So this is with some support from the City of Emporia and the Commission, and so we really appreciate their advocacy and their support to help us get this program up and going and respond to some of the needs in the community. And so I want to acknowledge the City of Emporia, the City Commissioners, for that forward thinking and for that initiative that they supported us on.
So what exactly will this program be titled again?
Yes, this is the Early Child Care Education Program.
Okay.
And so we are anticipating it to start in the fall semester, so we are finalizing the curriculum development through the spring semester.
President Daugherty, I have to ask, who did you wind up tabbing here for really to lead the department here as you get this whole process underway and available here for students?
Well, we went with Nancy Robinson. She will be our new early childhood director, and she was, I believe, most recently from North Lyon County. and she had worked with some special education opportunities in the county, and she's very familiar with early childhood education and has, I think she has a master's in early childhood, a master's in education. She has her bachelor's. She has some experience with Emporia State. She knows very well our region and the child care needs of our region, as well as the professional side of this industry and this field to make sure that we serve the families and the children in our communities.
Well, you're certainly tackling a need, you know, that we have on many different fronts here in and around the Emporia area. So it's good to hear that that's coming to fruition here very, very soon. Karen, what about an Ag Summit that you'll be hosting here?
Yes. So on February 3rd, let me make sure I have my calendar here. February 3rd, that's a Friday morning. That's from 7:30 to 9 a.m. There will be some, you know, particular industry leaders in the region getting some save the dates, and please join us. And so we are having an agriculture summit because we hear so much about what the agriculture needs. The college, as you're aware, does not have an agriculture program. The agriculture industry is so diverse and so expansive that we want to have some feedback from our regional partners to see in what ways we can serve if we were to submit, request, apply for, and complete the requirements to start a new agriculture program. What would that look like? Would it be precision agriculture? Would it be more the diesel mechanics side? Would it be soils? Is it all of the above? I have visited a lot with Nick Roth with Prairie Land, and he has helped me understand kind of the broad expanse industry. I've also visited Northwest Tech College with Ben Shears and toured their precision ag program. So really just trying to learn about the industry itself and in what way, if we had a program, what's the best way we can serve our industry partners, our ranchers, our professionals in our region that work in this industry. And so how do we do that? What can we do? And so we're going to host an agriculture summit and really get some first-line feedback from those who are in that industry and what they see their needs are over the next 5 to 10 years. So we hope that results in the pursuit, very similar to what we did with early child care education. We hope this results in a new program, but we just want to make sure we are doing our due diligence and responding to what the actual need is.
Okay, I've got two questions, and I'm going to try to ask these separately because I've got a reputation for...
I can answer them.
I know, and I have a reputation for combining my questions, so I'm going to try to separate them. The first question is basically, what type of format is your summit going to entail here coming up? How do you have that itinerary and agenda lined up?
We just loosely have been discussing it. It is really, it's a breakfast. So I am not going to get the name of the... catering correct. It's the breakfast from the folks over at the Stockyards. And so there...
Cowboy Cafe?
Yes!
There we go.
So Cowboy Cafe is catering the breakfast for us that morning, early that morning. So we're going to have a breakfast. We will have questions that, and we will have models. Like, this is a model of a precision ag program. This is a model of a program that focuses on diesel mechanics. So it will be perhaps guiding and saying, you know, how do these respond to what your needs are? So it's really going to be, we're going to establish maybe 3 or 4 questions, 5 questions that will provide then the participants or those who attend that day, give them some time to brainstorm and think about. So we'll do some little think tanks, little small group work just to get some the brain active and going and get some ideas. And then we'll do just some report outs to see what those needs are, what the greatest needs are. We have a data package, a data resource. It's called Jobs EQ. So we'll bring in that data related to these various industries for it helps us understand what the industry needs are for particular zip codes, for our counties, for the state. So we can access that data and see how does that best serve our region and what does the data suggest, for instance, who's going to be retiring, what is the backfill need, and is it an industry that continues to grow and increase, and what parts of the industry do that. So we will make sure that we've dug into the data. And we will look at that information, and we'll bring some of that information that morning. So to say that we actually have a really, here's the agenda, here's what we're going to be doing, here's this and that, this is kind of how we've arranged that morning. The other side to it is if we get in there and people start asking us questions and start recommending some things, then we'll certainly take it from that. I think it's always important for us to start at least with some questions that we can guide folks on to get some information.
Okay, next question is, if this does go forward and you wind up with a brand new ag program, regardless of how the different components come together, you're already pretty tight on space, regardless of where your campuses are.
That's going to be your question.
Yep. What happens there on space? I mean, where does this go versus what you already have?
Yeah, that's going to be our biggest challenge, certainly, without doubt, without question. You know, we are batting around conversations, working with some folks, working with Chuck Scott, with the count, you know, with RDA. What are some things we can look at? So we have engaged in some conversations. We have ourselves internally. We have a task force actually right now. Maybe we'll have them hop on for the February meeting. But we have a task force right now that's looking at all of those questions you've just asked, because we want this to be driven by our employees. We want this to be driven by our folks who have been here, who know our region, who know our families, who know our employers, and in what way we can respond to what some of these space needs are in a responsible way that takes care of our resources, yet looks at some opportunities. So that's a critical question, Chuck, and I don't have an answer for that part right now.
Understood.
I think you answered it.
we are in process of looking at some, and I really look forward to what our task force is doing, and they bring in different people to ask questions. So they're doing a rock star job. That's being led by Lisa Kermer and Mike Crouch, and they've got an internal team together, and what they've been able to report to, you know, just little two-minute updates to the board so far. They've only been meeting for a month, and it's amazing what they've been able to take from just conversations we've had over the past year and a half and things we've heard from the community and some of our internal needs. So I do look forward to that. How we exactly respond to that, you know, I think, Chuck, that question can go back to even our early childhood.
Yeah,
or our early child care program, right? So we're going to have some online classes. We're going to have, we're looking at our space. We're realigning our space on our main campus. We're looking at opportunities, obviously, at our downtown campus. That's one of our biggest questions, though, that employees put. They want us to be one campus. How can we all be on one campus? Obviously, if you have an agriculture program and with the kinds of equipment, that's going to be at a separate location, very similar to how our welding program is. But maybe it's something we've got some extra, you know, I think we've got 10 acres additional there, but, you know, we've got floodplain to worry about there. And so there are some concerns there, but we are exploring all of those. We will welcome any recommendations from the community. But those are the things we're exploring right now.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had any acreage left to work with, or if you're going to have to look at land acquisition, if that could be part of the process?
It is, okay. Yep.
All right, so let's see. Before we let you go, just to save the date, I would assume you'd like to heave out there, is April 21st, your gala date, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
All right.
So we are, Mike and his crew are already at work on that, so please put that on your calendars. Friday, April 21st. And so we look forward to that, and the planning is already in process, and our culinary faculty and the students are already starting to plan their menu.
Can't wait.
I can't wait to figure out what's on the menu. I can't wait to figure out what's on the
right?
auction.
I know.
All right.
Well, Dr.
Thank you all again.
Thank you.
As always, we appreciate Emporia State Federal Credit Union hosting this for us and sponsoring it. That's critical support for us, and we do appreciate this time.
Karen, thank you very much. Have
Thanks,
a good
Karen.
Day. Ron, you as well. See you, Chuck.
Yeah, Dr. Karen Daugherty, president of Flint Hills Technical College, in with this month's Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. It is 8:38. Now the headlines from ABC.
The latest in a relentless string of storms slamming the California coast for another day, turning rivers and creeks into gushing.